So this is a fabricated hadith.
When they reached a certain place and night had fallen, Muhammad made a line in the sand, most likely a circle.
Actually, when someone who's learned, you know, hear these guys, the only thing I can do is laugh, really.
Yeah. Besides, I really because you're the expert in this field.
Well, so. And told Abdullah, quote, "Stay behind this line and do not cross it, for if you do, you will die."
They trick you by these Arabic words
exactly,
that they use. Akhbar al-Fukahi, Musnad Ahmad.
Akhbar Mecca by al-Fakahi.
Is this a fabricated?
100%.
100%.
100%.
Have you ever wondered why God didn't stop Lot and his daughters from doing something so shocking in the Bible?
I say this is fabricated. So you have a fabricated story in the Bible.
Most avoid this disturbing Bible story.
It's the Dean Show.
Sheikh, how you doing?
Alhamdulillah, how you doing?
Good, alhamdulillah. I wanted to address, it's something that was done at the time of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is done now. You have a big industry. It's a billion-dollar industry, and you got people out there who are, you know, their profession is trying to create confusion, chaos, create doubts. So they spend 99% of their time looking through some hadith, you know, more than, you know, Muslims spend learning their deen. And these people are creating, you know, trying to create doubt and getting paid at the same time. So recently there was this a challenge. Can Muslims explain this certain hadith that they say with Ibn Mas'ud that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is with him. He drew a line in the desert saying, don't go past this line. Then he goes with some people of Zut, whatever. And this, you know, this totally, you know, outlandish, crazy scenario. They start to quote some kind of, they quote some books. Ibn Humble has it. The hadith is there. And, you know, trying to show the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a very, you know, negative light. Have you heard this this story that they're putting out there? And let's start with that. Is this something that's fabricated?
First of all, this campaign was during the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and still ongoing.
This was going on during his time. Enemies of that time, they were doing the same thing.
But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala assured his messenger in a verse towards the end of a chapter 15 of the Quran called Al-Hijr. Yes. Allah said to him, "Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in." We will suffice you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, against those who make mockery out of you. Those people who are preferring the life of this world over the hereafter, and they are in the business of placing hindrances and obstacles in the face of those who seek guidance, the light of the Quran, the light of the Sunnah, the tradition of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these guys are in distant misguidance. Their come back to the religion or to the truth is because they already made a deal with the dunya, with the shaitan.
With the devil.
We want the dunya, that's all. Mm-hmm. But I tell them, لا يضر السحاب نباح الكلاب. The parking of the dog doesn't affect the cloud. You're like dog barking. The Prophet is a cloud up there. You're not going to harm him, nothing. He has 2 followers, billion followers, some close to that. People who love him. People who love him. Let's come to the subject.
Is this a fabricated?
100%.
So this is a fabricated hadith.
But let's give some context.
Yes.
What is the culture of fabrication?
Yeah. The culture of fabrication, this is extremely important.
Yes. Yeah. At a certain time in the history of Islam, the people who used to narrate the hadith are the elite in the society.
Mm.
They are highly respected, highly regarded. Especially those, a certain category of them called al-qassasin, the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So they come up with weird stories.
Oh.
About the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
This was done back then. They're coming up with weird, crazy, outlandish
stories. In order to gain, we're not talking about the sincere, you know, narrators like Abu Huraira, like the companions and the students of the companions, the second best and the third best generation. No. Also, there was another motive there that, you know, the political confrontation and conflict, the defragmentation of the Muslim world, led some to actually come up with fabricated narrations in order to support their political position. Now, a narration like you mentioned, you will find it in Musnad Ahmad. You will find weird narrations in Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. You need to understand this. At a certain time, those who compiled the hadith, they would compile the hadith, when I say the hadith, the words of the Prophet ﷺ, with the chain of transmitters included. A complete chain back to the Prophet ﷺ.
Uh-huh.
They are not telling you that this is correct. They are telling you, I brought you the chain, you verified. Now, if I take that narration and present it to an expert of hadith, weak is elevating that account. It's fabricated.
It's not even weak. It is fabricated. 100%.
When you say weak, that means there is a chance out there. Someone could come and maybe rectify one of the narrator in the chain and say, you know what, it's Hassan. He could.
Yeah.
But when you say it's fabricated, actually, I could say it's condemned fabrication.
Yeah, so that's just like going into university and now you're bringing something to your thesis or whatnot. And now you're presenting this evidence, but it's made up. It's fabricated.
Made up.
You're going to fail. You're going to look like a clown.
Yeah, you look like actually, when someone who's learned, you know, hear these guys, the only thing I can do is laugh, really.
Yeah.
Besides,
the expert in this field.
Well,
so.
Because of the way, you know, you see that they trick you by these Arabi words
exactly,
that they use, Akhbar al-Fukahi, Musnad Ahmad, and and all that stuff. So they make themselves what appear like they are, and they are the most ignorant human being, the most despicable of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, these guys, they are after this world. They are thirsty for money. They are thirsty for status. That's all what they are doing. How much I'm going to get out of this. But one day they will find out. They will find out that this is going to cost them their akhirah, their hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Their everlasting life in hell. I'm telling you.
I think this is extremely important to know that this is nothing new. What they're doing now, storytelling, this has also been done at the time of the Prophet.
Can you imagine when your own uncle, when you're going to give da'wah to the people, walks behind you and don't listen to him, he's crazy.
Yeah.
I know him. I'm talking about Abu Lahab.
Yes.
Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin. Your own uncle.
Yeah.
Your own uncle. This is not an old. This is old, new, old strategy. But I'm telling you, a lot of people woke up because of listening to such ignorant people. That why these guys would come up with such a thing about someone who was the noblest when it comes to morality. You know, I want to say something here. You know, they critique Islam for being so aggressive when it comes to morality. And here is the accusing the messenger. You know, when it comes to moral standard, when it comes mm-hmm. to, you know, sexual relationship in particular.
Yeah.
And then you're coming up with this trash. You know, you're conflicting yourself. You're contradicting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you appear to be ignorant, despicable, and the most foolish, in my opinion. Safi.
Yeah.
The word safi. Safi, foolish.
Yeah.
They are foolish people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you just said there, because Muslims also, you know, non-Muslims, their audience, they just swallow this up most of the time. They just, you know, hook, line, and sinker. They just...
You see, that's the test.
And they think, okay, they're quoting, like you said, Ibn Masud.
Yeah,
and they say, you know, this Arabic word, this book, Imam Ahmed is here, and then what now? You know, it just takes someone like you, someone to... who's an expert in his area, to come and start laughing at this.
I want to tell you something. Wallahi, the person who seeks guidance, Allah will show him that these guys are liars.
Yeah.
These guys are fabricators. These are like Dajjals. You know, this is like imposters.
Like the,
you know,
the
like
mini Dajjals.
Yes, mini Dajjals. Mini liars,
But they wouldn't dare go up and start to do the same thing and put the scrutiny, another religious book, another religious group, which you have, you know, things in there that are
amazing. You know, they
if you make the contrast,
they tell you this fabricated thing. This is a fabricated account.
Do you guys understand that? This is like very clear.
This is a fabricated.
Fabricated means that it's made
condemned, up. Fabricated account, and it has a chain of transmitters back to the prophet.
Yeah.
The gospel that you read, John, Luke, where is the chain?
Yeah. There's no chain.
The gospel according to who? Uh-huh. This is what we call in Islam Sigha Tamreed. Ruwiya Tamreed. It was narrated. Narrated by who?
Yeah.
Here is the funny piece that they are bringing an account which is condemned, fabricated, mm-hmm. not even weak, but yet it has a chain of transmitters that I could tell you why I'm saying it's weak. Because Imam Ahmad, the one that they pronounce his name,
yeah,
and Ahmad ibn Hanbal, you know, like, yeah, you know, like they look like they learn people. Look at this. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal compiled the chain to show that this is weak.
Wow.
Because if an expert of hadith looks at that chain, he will find out that this is weak, this is good, this is bad, this is fabricated, and this account is fabricated, foolish people.
And I like, this is a very important point here that you don't have, because I don't like doing that, but people like this, if you, you know, you throw stones out of a glass house, you know, if you want to go into, you know, this is not even, we're not talking about the Quran. They're talking about a fabricated story outside. They're trying to attribute it to a hadith, you know, a scenario that happened to Prophet Muhammad. You just clarify, this is totally fabricated. But, you know, if you want to be, and I don't like that, because there's a lot of, you know, good Christians out there, and we respect, we don't insult their book and whatnot, but you have certain things, I mean, there in the Bible, if you want to go ahead and play this game, this is not even, this is the first-hand source, where you have, for instance, you open up Genesis, and you have
Lot and his daughters. Come, let's get him drunk with wine, then we will have sex with him. This is getting crazy. As a result, both of the Lot's daughters came pregnant by their own father. What is going on here?
And you have Lot.
Have you ever wondered why God didn't stop Lot and his daughters from doing something so shocking in the Bible?
Most avoid this disturbing Bible story. Have you ever come across a passage in Scripture so shocking, so morally questionable, that you wonder why it was included? Or perhaps hastily skimmed past it, unable to stay? Genesis 19 contains such an account, the tragic tale of Lot and his daughters.
Because in the Bible, it says that
all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Is for correction, reproof, or leading to one to righteousness. So now if you look at stories like this that are actually in there, were incest.
And he gives examples from the Holy Bible that there are 10 cases of incest in the Holy Bible. I knew that in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, there were 4 cases. Brother Swaggart's book enlightens me, I got the 5th one in the first book. As if this is a textbook on incest, to tell you what types of incest you can commit. In a book of God, 10 cases of incest. And I'm told that the type of food you eat junky foods, you become a junkie. You read junky stuff, your mind becomes junky. It's the type of things you read. Can't you see, we are getting programmed. Whatever you see, whatever you read, we are getting programmed. You read about incest, father with his daughters, son with his mother, father-in-law with his daughter-in-law, brother with his sister. What is this? 10 cases of incest. You read about incest. Little wonder that it has reached epidemic proportions. Dr. Vernon Jones, an American psychologist of great repute, he carried out experiments on groups of school children to whom certain stories were being read. And he said that these stories made certain slight but permanent changes in character, even in the narrow classroom situation. The type of stories that you read, the type of stories that they read, the things that they see, that is the type of mentality they're going to have. So I said, Book of God, why would God Almighty go out of his way in his holy book to reveal to you 10 cases of incest coupling? 10 cases. So I said, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, this is not the word of God.
You have, you know, Lot. Many Christians have not even heard this, but it's in there. You open it up, and then he's actually having relations with not one, but I believe two of his daughters. You know about this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that we in Islam, we defend his honor and say this is fabricated. So you have a fabricated story in the Bible, and you believe this is the word of God, and you believe in this. This is a fabricated story. We're coming to defend his honor and say, no, this is fabricated.
100%.
100% bad. Mm. Incest. So where's the leading to truth, to righteousness, correction? Mm. Where is it? I mean, have you read the story?
Of course. I mean, imagine someone who given his life and the life of his family was at risk because of morality. I'm talking about Prophet Lut.
Yeah.
Morality. He was dealing with an entire community of moral Sodom and Gomorrah. Moral. Now, after Allah shows him support, you go and accuse him of immoral behavior.
Mm-hmm. So that's just an example of people fabricating stories against one of the great men, messengers of God. So it's nothing new. So you make this contrast. No, they're fabricating a story. It's in the Bible of Lut having incest with his daughters, not one but two. No moral lesson there. No correction to
Islam
righteousness.
Islam tells you no to
Islam
that.
Is saying no.
This is fabricated.
Yes, because Prophet Muhammad is actually defending him. Prophet Muhammad is defending his brother in Islam, Lut. Mm-hmm. But now those same people.
رحم الله أخي لوط. The Prophet said that about Lut. May Allah have mercy on my brother Lut. كان يأوي إلى ركن شديد. Imagine Lut and his family. By the way, it was the only straight people in town. The rest are completely gone.
Yeah.
To the extent that they came, they wanted to attack the angels, thinking that they are human, right? The angels who came to visit him. But allow me to give a framing for. The audience, for the viewers that can help them. Listen, after the Quran, there are two books which are the most authentic books of hadith on the face of this earth, according to what we call silent consensus. What is silent consensus? That this statement was made in front of noble scholars throughout history and no one objected to it. What statement? The most correct book after the Quran on the face of this earth is Sahih al-Bukhari. Then the most correct book after the Quran and Sahih al-Bukhari on the face of this earth is Sahih Muslim. Now, any other book of hadith, pay attention here, any other book of hadith, you cannot take a hadith and say it's authentic. You have to find an expert to authenticate it for you. Imam Ahmad, for example, they mentioned Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and all that. They back themselves. They showcase themselves like learned people. Is every hadith in Musnad Ahmad authentic? You would be an ignorant to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of weak hadith in Musnad Ahmad.
So just concluding here now. So that was just one example of a fabricated story that happened against Lut alayhi salam. You have others in there. We don't have time now to go into it. You can look this up yourself. Ton of fabrications that are in the Bible, actually.
If you really want to know the discrepancy between how they relate to the role models. You see, you understand this. The culture of the children of Israel is to demo the role models from the society. So people have no one to look up to. That's their culture. No human can be good. That's their culture. That's why they went after the prophets and messengers. If you really want to find out the discrepancy and a good comparison between how the Quran treats and deals and instructs us to deal with the prophets and the messengers and how their fabricated accounts instruct them, read the narrative about David, Prophet Dawood, in the Quran and their narrative.
That's another example, another fabricated story that he went out and he assassinated or took out the general because he wanted to hook up and do adultery with
Here it is. Here it is.
King David, from his palace roof, saw the beautiful Bathsheba bathing. He summoned her and they slept together, resulting in her pregnancy. To cover his actions, David called her husband, Uriah, back from battle, hoping he would sleep with her and think the child was his. Uriah, loyal to his comrades, refused. David then ordered Uriah placed at the front line, where he was killed. After mourning, Bathsheba became David's wife. Later, they had another son, Solomon, who became Israel's greatest king.
The two individuals, this is a verse in Surah Sa'd. إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةً فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي بِالْخِطَابِ. Imagine two angels wanted to come and test Dawood regarding how will he judge between the people. So one of them started by saying, my brother has 99 sheep and I have only one sheep. Now he wanted me to give it to him for a partnership and he's pressuring me. Look how the Quran explains that. Immediately Dawood, without hearing the other side of the story, ruled that he wronged you. قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكْ. Immediately Dawood recognized that he made a mistake. He should have heard the other before ruling. If you're going to be a judge, you have to hear both sides of the story. Even the first side may be compassionate and touchy. No. You have to hear this guy who's trying to confiscate his one sheep. That's how we understand. Immediately, Dawood, as soon as he realized that he failed the test, فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَنَابَ. When we recite these verses, we go down in prostration. Because Dawood went down in prostration, saying, oh Allah, forgive me. I should have heard the other side. I made a mistake. طيب. Look how these guys present that story. Dawood falling in love with the wife of his general. So he sent him to a losing battle to be killed in order to have her.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he has 99 or 100 wives.
Fabricated story.
Fabricated.
So now, since we're talking about fabrication, that leads us over here to examine these stories that are fabricated. So they were fabricating stories against these great men that Allah sent to call people to pure monotheism, not Trinity, worshiping a man as God, one God, worship him alone, be morally upright. And now they're being lied against. Same thing happening here with Prophet Muhammad. Yes. Same exact thing. Yeah. That's it.
Sulaiman, they said what? He used to do sorcery. No. We say in the Quran what? That Allah subjugated the jinn to him. He was in command of the jinn. The only human that Allah given him the subjugation of the jinn without having to surrender his faith is Sulaiman. Yeah. But they accuse him of what? Of sorcery. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكُ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ.
This is opening up. I mean, you got Abraham. He's being accused of also being a polytheist a fabricated story. So you got a ton of fabricated stories that are actually in this book, the Bible.
The culture of those people who distorted the revelation is to demolish, and I'm using some physical verb here, the role model.
Yes. The role models. Why? That were sent by Allah.
Why? Why? So that to prove to the people no one can be moral.
To make them immoral.
Yes. And that's the culture of, and unfortunately a lot of Muslims, they do it. They just wait for any rumor about one of the du'at and they just go after him.
Yeah.
You know, accuse his honor and all that stuff. That's a very dangerous thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Gave the framework, fabrication, we're talking about how to identify it. And this this is 100% no doubt a fabricated story. Stories were fabricated, like I gave example of the other prophets that were actually in the Bible. And that fabrication continued on to the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So it's very shameful what these people do. They, you know, what advice do you have for him? I mean, it's at the end, you said it's very hard to come when you're
unfortunately,
down that route, come back.
But, you know, when people,
when you sold your soul to the devil,
when people make their business is to make the truth seem crooked to the layman, very hard to come back.
Yeah.
You see, it's going to cost them their akhirah. But again, we can give them da'wah. Never know, but people like those who sit like this behind a camera and they have the guts to speak about the noblest of all noblest of mankind, who is followed by billions of people who love him dearly.
It's been billions since his time. Yeah. Today, 2 billion. It's been since then.
And they don't even consider even checking whether it is fabricated or not. Those are people who sold their souls to the devil.
Very deceptive, dishonest, lack of integrity. Yeah. I mean, it's a horrible road to be down. Thank you very much for helping to give the framework and understanding on this. And you yourself, if you want a free copy of the Quran, go to thedeanshow.com, ask the Creator for guidance, and he'll make a way. Be sincere, be genuine, and ask him alone. And wonderful things will happen. Continue to tune in. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.